CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. We're going space exploring, and we have solar eclipse news for next year. Bob, this looks like the solar eclipses are targeting Texas. What am I seeing here?
Yes, I got a map on Behind the Black showing two upcoming eclipses that are going to cross the United States. One is an annular, which means a ring of the sun's, the moon doesn't cover the sun entirely, and that's in October of 23, a year from now. And the next will occur in April, 6 months later, in April of 24, and that's going to be a total eclipse crossing the Mexico, across Texas, through essentially the northeast, through up to Maine. That's going to be a good one. And so there's two eclipses coming. I was actually surprised when I posted this on Behind the Black. The number of people who commented, because a lot of people remember the 2017 eclipse that crossed the entire United States, and a lot of people were impressed by that. And those that missed it wanted to see it. So this is an opportunity to get to see an eclipse again, and it's going to be pretty cool, John.
Lucy is a probe that has incompletely deployed, as I recall. You've got an update, Bob.
Yes, they have given up trying to completely deploy one of the two solar panels. I got a picture on Behind the Black to show you what it approximately looks like. They think it's deployed enough they won't be a serious problem. Over the past weekend, Lucy did its first flyby of Earth, coming within 220 miles of the planet as it zipped by. This is to give it a slingshot to help it get out to the Trojan asteroids that orbit in Jupiter's orbit, both fore and aft the gas giant. It's going to look at like a dozen asteroids in both parts of the Trojan, fore and aft. The solar panel itself, it's interesting. They were originally going to drop, zip past the Earth at about 190 miles elevation, but they changed the approach to raise it a little bit so there'd be less stress on those solar panels because this one is not latched. But it was successful. They flipped by. As far as I know, everything is going good. We haven't yet seen any pictures from that flyby, but this is good news, John.
Engineers, Bob, always build in a margin, always. So I'm going to guess that they had more power than they absolutely needed, and that's why they can be confident without...
Yes, without, you're absolutely right.
All right.
Yes.
TESS. What is TESS, Bob? Because there's good news.
Yes, TESS is a orbiting telescope that takes surveys of the sky continuously, and it's mainly looking for exoplanets, transiting exoplanets. About a week ago or so, it went into safe mode, and basically what happened is its computer did a reset, a reboot, you know, the blue screen of death. And so the engineers figured out why it did that. They rebooted the computer, and everything reset properly, and so now TESS is back into normal operations. Then we have two unfortunate news of other probes space-related objects. A solar probe called Geotail, which has been orbiting for 30 years in the tail of the Earth's magnetosphere. The solar wind hits the magnetosphere, and so it produces a tail on the side away from the Earth, kind of like a comet tail. And so Geotail had been placed in that tail to study it. And it's been operating for 30 years. Well, finally, they've lost both data recorders on the spacecraft, so they cannot get any data from it anymore. It appears they still have control over it. It still has fuel to operate, but they can't get any data. So they might actually do some engineering tests with this, the, you know, orbital tests. Maybe they can move it around, see if they can learn something about engineering. But as a observer of the sun and the Earth's magnetosphere, it's no longer operational.
Arecibo is our rest in peace. What's happened, Bob?
The National Science Foundation has made it official. They are not going to rebuild the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. This had been the largest radio telescope in the world for decades. It basically was a bowl in a mountainside between hills, and they used the bowl as the radar dish, and the antenna was actually moved above it. And it was the biggest for many decades, but hurricanes damaged it, and damaged it so badly that at one point the hanging antenna at the top, the cables broke and it collapsed onto the whole thing, and they decided they're not going to rebuild it. This is, I don't think, a disaster in any way, shape, or form, because astronomers should be moving their telescopes of all kinds into space, and radio telescope placed on the far side of the moon would be much more effective than what Arecibo or any the fast comparable telescope the Chinese have built on Earth. Put them in space, you get much better effect anyway.
Breaking news, Perseverance has spotted the only important object object circling Mars, the moon Phobos. Is this a surprise, Bob?
Well, every once in a while, they take pictures of the sun and the moon from the rovers, mostly to check on the dust in the atmosphere. They compare how objects look, and if the dust changes, it tells them how the atmosphere is changing. So they took a picture of Perseverance, took a picture of Phobos, and there it is. You can see the moon of Mars in the picture.
Yes, Phobos, and the Phobosians are pleased to be in Perseverance's camera. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.